Most of the emergencies have been taken care of with perch. Jake, you and I spoke about before that you were going to get a notice out to all of the creditors to amend their claims for the priority section if that applies to them. Has that happened?
We put the notice out on our website. It's front page, so
Okay.
yeah, that's what we've done.
Okay, because I've only seen a couple come in, but and Susan is asking, what is the website? So maybe you want to communicate that to everybody.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's see.
It would be good if you could get a push notification out because I only randomly went back and looked at the website. I'd given up hope and saw that there was something there. So I didn't receive any notification.
Sure. Yeah, I'll see if we can set something up. I'll work with my IT people and see if we can set something up like that.
Yeah, I thought that you guys were going to do a notice to all of the creditors now that is that not going to happen? Or to all of the, to all of your class members?
Yeah, well, we discussed our options. We have limited funds to do that with. So the first thing we did was set up our website, and our we know your website gets a lot of traffic, so we put our link to the committee's website on your website. But so those are what we've been able to do.
Okay. All right. So I haven't seen a lot of, I'd like to get to the point where we kind of know that most of those claims, the priority claims have been filed. Excuse me. Because I'd like to do a distribution, to those priority claimants. But I'd like to be able to. There's a lot of claims in this case, and it's expensive to go through them all. Oh, I'm so sorry. So I'd like to be able to do that only once if I can. So as far as taking care of the being part of the interim distribution, and again, this is a fairly small amount of money. It's what I can do now, as opposed to because of it comes before any tax claims. So I know that I have sufficient funds to pay those. The IRS and Franchise Tax Board unfortunately have extended periods of time right up to the end of the case to file their claims. So it affects the distribution to others. It's just unfortunately is the way the bankruptcy code was written. So but the priority claimants for those that fit into that priority category, I'll at least be able to send you a few thousand dollars to which I know is a pittance to what some of you are out, but at least it's a start, and I can do that because that's a higher priority than the tax claims. So I don't need to, it doesn't matter if they file afterwards. It's not going to affect the amount of the distribution. So I'd like to get to a point fairly soon where we kind of know we have the universe of those claims, that they are filed, so that I know I can pay them. Otherwise, I mean, it's not like you're still going to be able to get it, but it would probably be more towards the end of the case, so that I'm not having to do that over and over again.
Hi, this is Darren Embry. Sorry to interrupt. I'm trying to raise my hand, but I'm not seeing the button here.
Okay.
Just wondering, thank you for hosting this call today. Just wondering how we find out if we happen to be in the priority class and where that list might reside.
Yeah, I think that's going to be on the committee website. I believe, Jake, you already have that on your website, right?
Yeah, we posted.
Sorry, you're on mute.
Sorry, I'm on mute. Yeah, we posted instructions on how to do that, and the link to the website is posted in the chat here.
Brilliant. I have a
Thank you.
question. The website says
it asked you to amend your proof of claim. What if you had initially done the proof of claim noting on item 12 that up to 3,350 was eligible? So do you have to re-amend, or is it fine?
If you already did that, that's what you would be amending your claim to do. So if you already did that, then you've done your job for now.
Thank you.
Any other questions about the priority claim?
I just you had said you had only gotten hi Leslie, how are you? And I hope you feel better.
Thank you.
The question was, I'm so sorry, whether or not we can confirm that we are on the list. You said that you had only received a couple.
So that's all public record. I mean, there are hundreds of claims filed in this case. I'm at home.
I meant the priority, the amended item number 12. I just wanted to confirm that you received mine, and whomever else is curious whether they are in receipt.
Well, I would have the same thing that is what's listed with the court. So if you want to go on the court through PACER and just make sure that your claim got filed, then that's where I'm going to go to review claims, is to the court's record. I don't have to have it personally. So Michael made a comment that to please amend your claim by February 14th. I think that was included. Jake has just responded to that. It was a target date so that we could do the distribution. You can still do it. I've waited purposely till after this call to make sure that the communications went out and that there's been enough time. It sounds like we need probably a little bit more time. What would you suggest, Jake, as far as timing goes on making that distribution? Maybe another month or so?
Yeah, I think that's fair.
Okay.
And our committee is meeting, our committee is meeting next week. So at our next meeting, we can discuss how to get the notice to amend your proof of claim to a wider audience.
Yeah, okay. And so I think the way that, so there's a few other people coming in here as we're going here, but I think the way that I would be doing this would be by a notice of intended action. So you're going to still have some additional time. So I'd say about 30 days from now, I'm going to have the court send out a notice of intended action to make the interim distribution. And I'm going to include a list of the distributions that I'm going to make. So if you've put in a special request for special notice, you'll get that. If you haven't put in a request for a special notice, you may not get it, but Jake will get it. So maybe he can make sure from the list that if you guys are communicating, and make sure. And again, you're not precluded from still getting it. It's just timing wise. I want to try to do as many as possible, as soon as possible, so that you guys have at least a little bit of money back. And then, but if somebody comes up later that, I didn't see this, I didn't, whatever, you're still going to be able to claim your priority if you're entitled to it. So it doesn't cut off any rights. It's just the timing wise. So you should get another notice in about the 30 days of the planned interim distribution. That's approximately, I think it's a 21-day notice now. That goes out, and then once that, I will get an order on that, and then I will make those distributions after that. So we're probably talking about, 2 to 2+ months, depending on what date we, and my calendar and things like that, and getting reviewing the claims. So I would say probably in 3 months, we could maybe set another town hall, and I can give updates to anybody that. Make sure people got what they got, and make sure you're keeping your address updated with the court, because I'm going to be using the addresses that they have for you. So if anybody's moving, you want to make sure that you have that updated as well. Um, So, okay, so somebody just asked a good question. It was for personal family use, which is the requirement for the priority. Over the $3,350 listed, will there be more than one distribution? Because their claim was $13,700. So yes, you're divided basically into two different claims, claim categories. I'm going to pay the priority claims. I'm pretty sure I'm going to have enough money. I don't know how many I have yet, but I'm pretty sure I'm going to have plenty of money to be able to pay those in full. So that payment will go out. I'm not able to pay the other category for the rest of your claim. It's going to go into the general claim category. So you don't have a priority claim for that money, and that has to wait until there's a priority of all claims, and I have to figure out, you know, if there's going to be any what the type of distribution is going to be. That's going to be much later because we still have some things to get through in this case and that will affect that distribution. But at least as to the priority claims, I'd like to get those paid as soon as possible. Someone has asked if I could post the link for the court case, but I'm not sure what you're meaning. If your claim is on file?
Yes, exactly.
Okay. Jake, do you have that on your, maybe that makes sense to put on your website as well?
Yeah, I can post something to our website for that.
Okay. Yeah, so you should be able to find that there. It's on PACER, so it's public record.
Yeah.
See if anybody else that has asked a question. Okay, so I think we've taken care of all those. So that's, primarily what I wanted to talk about, just as far as general updates on the case. Like I say, all of the emergency things have been taken care of at this point in time. The secured creditors are all taken care of. We are now, a lot of litigation already pending and some yet to be pending. As you can expect with a company this size, it had a lot of lawsuits, personal injury lawsuits, whatever it may be. So we are monitoring those and making sure there's insurance. Mostly we just have to make sure that things don't go awry with those and that they get channeled in the right way. But it does take some time to get through all of that. We also, we have submitted, I think I reported last time, we have submitted a claim against the directors and officers insurance. That policy is a $5 million policy. It's going through the process of, the claim is submitted and they're, I'm not sure if the insurer is going to fight on it or not. I'm still working on getting insurance counsel to prosecute that in the event that they don't write a check, basically. Then there's also a big category of the avoidance actions that trustees are able to claw back money in some instances for either inappropriate transfers that went out, any inappropriate payments or assets that were transferred without sufficient consideration, and also what they call preferences, which is within a certain period of time. It's a 3 months for everybody, or a 1 year period for insider type of payments. But anybody that got money right before the bankruptcy filing that was not for something that happened right, it was a late payment or whatever, it can be deemed to be a preference, and I can get that money back. And the idea of that is so that everybody gets to share in what the pot is instead of some people being preferred. That's why they call it a preference. So we're working through that. There's a lot of those types of payments. We're determining if it was just a payment that Perch made for an invoice that came in that month and they paid it, and then, you know, that's not a, that's generally not, it's still a preference, but they would have a defense to clawing it back. But if it was for a late payment or for an inappropriate transfer, those are the kinds of things that we're looking at to recover funds. And there's some big dollars here. So I'm hoping to bring in, I'm quite certain there's going to be an action, or at least a dispute, with Sub-Zero. There was a substantial money that went there right before, you know, right soon before the filing. And also some, monies that went, some of you may have seen either from the press or elsewhere, that Perch was making kind of, you know, sort of side deals out the back door with some of their equipment for cash. And those also appear to be things that we will need to attempt to recover back. So that takes some time, unfortunately, because it is litigation and it's the United States of America, and, you know, litigation doesn't go very fast. It does go faster in bankruptcy court than anywhere else. We will be prosecuting those in bankruptcy court. So that helps a lot. If any of you have been involved in state court litigation, you will know that it just can take years and years. And that's not the case for us. So we hope to be launching those soon. We have our accountants, CPAs, working on putting all that information together for us as to which ones are would likely not have defenses and which ones would be the ones that we should go after. So there's a few people that have joined later, and I'm going to answer some questions on those. So somebody has asked, are employees listed as a priority? So yes, there are a couple of priority classifications for employees. And Jake, I don't know if you've got that. We have some of that on our website. I believe the employees were all paid as far as their wages, but there may be some, I'm not sure if there's, you know, other benefits or issues with regard to, I think there were some issues with regard to the 401k plan, things like that. So I can't act as your attorney. You've got a creditors committee here, but I think, Jake, if you don't have it on your website, there should probably be a section for employees as to any priority claims that they might be entitled to.
Yeah, we don't currently have a section for employees, but I can certainly look into adding one.
Okay, yeah, I think that would be great, because you are correct that there are some classifications of some maybe parts of your claims, or sometimes it's to a certain limit. So I don't know what your claim is, if it would fall within that monetary limit or not. But I think it would be, yes, it is quite possible that you would have a claim that would be entitled to a priority classification. Now, there's all different. The bankruptcy code is horrifically complicated. It has a number of different priority codes, and they are in a specified order under the bankruptcy code. So the priority category one gets paid in full before anything goes to category two, and then three, and then four, all the way down the list. But employees are a very high, as they should be, a very high level of priority if you have some, if your claims fit into that category. And so somebody's asked, so to be clear, we will get paid in full as priority. there's a monetary limit on the priority claim. Not sure who that was that asked that question. If you are a person that bought appliances, or if you're an employee, but each of the cases, they are limited by dollar amount. And it's a pretty small dollar amount as far as the household use priority, I believe, is $3,350. And so I think, unless the employee claims are actually higher than that priority. So if there were a bunch of employee claims that would eat up the funds that I have, I'm not anticipating that would happen, because as I said, I believe the wage claims were paid. but I anticipate, and I don't know how many there's going to be filed, so it's hard for me to say that you will be paid in full for the priorities portion. I'm estimating that is correct, but I don't know until I see the claims and see how many employee claims come before it, if they do. So I'm just guesstimating on that, but that's what I'm hoping for. So there's a question here. Apologies. Has there been a fraud determination? So I'm not a adjudicator. I can't adjudicate fraud. What I do is I refer to the United States Trustee's Office, who then refers to the U.S. Attorney's Office. Things that I suspect could potentially be determined to be fraud or be a criminal action. So both the U.S. Trustee's Office and the U.S. Attorney's Office are well aware of this case. There have been communications already. It is not a fast process, but really, as we develop more and get to, now that those emergencies are over, and get to going through the emails and that type of thing and seeing what actually did occur as much as possible. We did a litigation hold on everything so that we have access to all of that information. So I expect that there definitely are people looking at it. I'm not the one to do it. I don't have the authority to do that. So what I do is I refer it. I have done that, and I will be updating the referral as things go along. Where are we? So the person that asked if you submitted your $13,000 claim, and you have to amend to be placed in priority? Probably yes. And if you didn't check that priority box, then I'm not a mind reader, so I wouldn't know that you would fit into that. So you would need to amend. It's pretty simple. You just use the same claim form on the top, I believe it's the top right. It has a little box saying, check this box if this is an amendment to an existing claim, and you just put in what your previous claim number is. I believe the Jake is on the line and has the website for the committee that provides all of that information on how to get that done.
Yeah, it has step-by-step instructions.
Okay, and I don't see any other questions on the website or on the chat here. Is there any other questions that people want to ask directly?
Hi, this is Darren Embry again. Thank you again for hosting the call. I was that $13,000 question. So we're just a private family, bought an oven that we never received, of course. And so we filed a $13,000 claim. What determines whether our full amount becomes priority versus the $3,350 limit?
Yeah, so it won't be the only basis for priority that you would have is under that $3,350 section, because that is the household use priority section that allows up to that amount to be paid as a priority claim. Otherwise, I don't think you fall into a priority claim, so you still have a claim. But it's not likely to be paid in full, and there's just a lot more. Unfortunately, there's a lot more creditors than money in this case. But you will have when you amend your claim to check the box for that you qualify for the priority portion, then the balance will go into the claim category that you're already in, you know, already in with the claim that you already filed.
Okay. Does that make sense? Yeah, it does. Is there a do we file a separate claim for the balance, or is it all aggregated on that form, just split out by monetary amount?
Yeah, you can do it on the same form. It's pretty self-explanatory when you look at the form. If you, there's a lot of people wouldn't have thought to look for those priority sections. So if you are the, where you're filling out the amount of the claim, it's got all the priorities listed and you just check that box. And then, you know, and then you'd have the balance of your claim be allowed as an unsecured claim.
Beautiful. And then on the Dinsmore side, it says to call the court, I think, for any questions about the amending the claim. Is that the best source?
They probably will be able to get it. I suspect that most of you are going to be able to get it done without involving the court. And, I think they do, Jake would know that better than me, but I think they would offer that. There's also a service at the courthouse that's free, actually, that they provide. It might be just for people filing bankruptcy. I'm not sure if they provide help for creditors, but it's not hard. And if you look at the website that Jake has set up, I think you'll find that it's, you know, that it's relatively easy, or you can have a chat with him if you have questions.
Yeah. That sounds good. I got it done the first time. Go ahead, Jake.
Yeah. Just to answer your question. Yes. We've received positive feedback from people who have called the court with any questions they've got. I mean, this is their form, so they know it better than anyone. Any questions you have, the court's been very helpful from what I've heard.
Okay, awesome. And then I noticed that there was a deadline of February 14th. Forgive me if I missed that part of the call. Has that been extended?
Yeah, that wasn't really a formal deadline. It was just I think Jake put that in there just to get things rolling so that we could do the distribution. So I have not made the distribution. I wanted to get through this call to see how many people still needed to file their amendments, if they're going to file them, because I don't want to do the interim distribution twice. It's a lot of work to go through for me to do it. So I'm hoping to give you guys enough time to get your claims filed. We've determined that we'll kick that date out another 30 days or so, and then practically speaking, you're going to have 60 days, because at that point in time, after the 30 days, I'm going to send out a notice that file a notice with the court that takes about 30 days that will list the amounts that I'm going to pay. So if you're if you find that you're not on that list, or you don't think it's right, or something else, then you'll have another opportunity to. And even if you miss all of that, you still can do it. It just won't be it won't be part of the interim distribution, but you will still be entitled to priority. I'm not trying to cut off anybody's rights here. I'm just trying to get money out the door on the front end if I can.
We appreciate that. Okay, I'm complete. Thank you.
Okay.
Very much.
All right. Any other questions from anyone? Okay, so there's a question on the chat. Do WARN Act claims qualify as a priority? I don't know the answer to that question. The WARN Act is the is an employee type of claim, and employees have a certain amount of priority for wages and things that weren't paid during. There's no priority section of the bankruptcy code specifically addressing WARN Act claims, but you would be basically claiming, as I understand it, wages due to you. So it may be that it falls within this section of the priority for employees. But I think probably you would need to talk to either Jake I'm not sure where else you're going to get the information on how the WARN Act claim. And make sure that you just file your claim at whatever you're entitled to, whether you feel you're entitled to. If there's questions, I mean, just so you know, the general process here is for all of you, that claims are filed, they're part of the public record, And one of my jobs as a trustee is to go through all of those claims and determine which ones are in proper form, whether they are entitled to priority or not, and then basically mark them for in their order of distribution, and then get people paid to the extent that I can with the funds that are available. So if you file the claim, and as long as you're filing it in good faith, then we may have to, I mean, we haven't really done that analysis on the Warren Act issues and how those play into this case yet. So I don't really know how that's going to play out as to whether there are priority claims or not, because I'm not sure of the time periods and if it fits within the code and all of that. So, but file your claim, and then you may be hearing from me when I call you to say, how does this fit into priority, or does it, or, you know, what. So does that answer your question? That was Erica, I guess. Looks like you're on mute, but. So on PACER, if you're trying to find your claim, it's the Southern District of California. That's within the Ninth Circuit, or the Southern District of California. So you should be able to find it that way. I don't see any other claims my brain is not working very well today.
I just wanted to be clear on what I'm doing here. I missed the first few minutes, but I think I gathered that priority is anything over 3350, right?
No, it's the other way around. It's the first 3350. It's up to 3350.
Okay, so if we're over 33, we could get paid up to that amount.
Yeah, you can get paid up to 3350 as a priority claim, so that gets paid before other claims, basically, before a lot of other claims, not all of them.
Uh-huh.
And then the rest would go into the general category.
Okay, and so if we're over 3350, I should still amend to be priority because we're a household.
Yeah, if you haven't marked that priority box in your existing claim, then you should do that, because that will at least get you some money now, as opposed to waiting to the end of the case.
Okay, and it's just been a while. I'm only looking at the trusteesolutions.com page. Is that where I believe I found the page to amend it? But I feel like I'm missing something with Jake. Maybe like there's another...
Yeah, there should be a link on that website. There should be a link to the committee website, which is the one that Jake has given step-by-step directions on how to amend your claim.
Okay, to the committee. Okay.
Yeah, just if you're on Leslie's website, just scroll down to the creditors committee, and you'll find our link there.
Okay. To creditors committee. Okay. Great.
Anyone else? All right. Well, thank you. I know that this is really frustrating in a long time period, and that's why I'm trying to get at least this small amount of money out. And I'm doing everything that I can to bring in as much as I can to make the distributions. Hopefully, we just said there's some things we don't have any control over as to how much taxes were owed, you know, those kind of things that may eat up some money, but they don't eat up into the priority claim section. So just make sure to get that amendment on file if it pertains to you. Okay? All right.
Thank you. One additional question.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm just curious if anyone had any luck going to the state to get sales tax that they had paid. Maybe this isn't the right time to ask that question. I don't know if anyone else had attempted that. Does that make sense?
I don't know the answer to that question either. If the item wasn't sold. Sales taxes are the responsibility of the seller.
Right.
So yeah, I don't know where you would go for that. That's worth a shot.
Sure. Thanks.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Thank you, everybody. Have a good rest of your day.
Thanks, Leslie.
Thank you.
Bye.